If this is how the masks are going to work in the elementary schools, those teachers are going to have it so easy. You're so quiet. The only time the chapel is that quiet is when it's empty. Well, just a bit creepy. So we're looking at a hymn today, One Thing Needful, and which of course is one of the significant mottos of Bethany Lutheran College. And let's join together in singing the first three stanzas. You can remain in your seats so that if latecomers come in, they can find the empty seats. So the first three stanzas, all right? Sit up straight and tall. Now, if you have a chance this weekend, if you're out and about, wandering around the campus, getting some fresh air outside of your room and things, which is a good idea, and don't forget to wash your hands and your masks frequently. If you go to that side of the hill in front of Old Main and you look down in the valley, it's a little harder to see now because of the fact that the trees are in full treeage. But there's a church down in the valley with two steeples, and that's Emmanuel Lutheran Church. And it's because of Emmanuel Lutheran Church that Bethany Lutheran College is here today. It's a very interesting story. That congregation in the early part of the 20th century was very socially active. They had a school, they started a hospital, and the pastor thought it would be a great idea to have some sort of college in town that was also under the auspices of that Lutheran social approach to life. Well, in the foundation of the school, it was created for women only. If you look around, there are a few places on campus, I think, where there are some pictures of the old buildings. If you're really interested, you can go down to the archives in the library basement, and there's lots and lots of pictures, interesting pictures of what the place was like then. You can imagine these young women in their big floofy dresses and things like that that they wore in those days. And the hope was is that Bethany Lutheran Seminary, as it was called, and that wasn't an odd name to use for a school like that in those days, would be a place where young Lutheran women from all across the upper Midwest would come and study and learn to be faithful servants like Martha. You know the story of Mary and Martha in the Gospel of Luke, which when the painting is closed, we can see that story. And you recall it, of course, that Martha was busy with much service, and Mary was sitting there at the feet of Jesus listening to him talk. And that's where the phrase, the one thing needful, comes from, is that he looks to Martha and says, oh, you're worried about everything, and you're so busy. But your sister Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken from her. The one thing needful, to sit at Jesus' feet, to hear his words, and also then to ponder what he was doing for them. It's a very interesting story. If you think about Jesus in that particular setting, he was very un-Viking-like. Sitting in a house with two women and talking. It didn't happen that way in those days. It doesn't happen that way so much today even, but where important men do that. It was a beautiful picture and a beautiful lesson that inspired them to name the place Bethany. It made sense. It's college for women, so we'll call it Bethany because then they'll come here and they'll learn to be like Martha and learn something useful, and they will also build everything on the foundation of Mary's attitude at that particular time of sitting and listening. And that's why when you walk through the lobby of Old Main, you see that picture, the stained glass picture, stained glass window of Mary and Martha there, and Bethany emblazoned there in the floor. And we have images of that on a number of places around the campus. And it's a beautiful story and it's a beautiful motto. And even though the women's college didn't survive, the enrollment was never what they thought it would be. And in the 1920s, the world was changing, and women weren't so interested in being students at a Lutheran ladies' seminary in Mankato, where they could learn how to cook and sew and teach Sunday school lessons and things like that. One person who had a relative who went here said, well, the main reason they did it is they were trying to prepare future wives for pastors. There were no pastors on campus. At that time, it was all women, but the idea was that they'd get, somehow or other, there'd be arranged marriages or something. I don't think so, but that was it. That's the kind of stuff that they learned. And eventually it fell on hard times financially. And that building over there, the Old Main, is huge. When you think about it being built, there are pictures of them. They had ramps, dirt ramps going up, because even on the top floor, the floor itself is made of cement. So it was a crazy big building. It never was finished. When the property became available, eventually it found its way into becoming now a college of what we call today the Evangelical Lutheran Synod. In those days, they referred to it as the Little Norwegian Synod. It was a very, very small group. And the college became an important part of their mission. And during those days, it changed because it became co-educational. So there were both men and women, boys and girls, co-educational junior college, which meant the first 2 years, and a high school. So high school kids and college kids were all together on the campus, and I'm sure that created some interesting situations. But the motto, One Thing Needful, continued. Let's sing stanzas 4 and 5. You're all doing very well with the page flip, too, by the way. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
that school flourished lots of times on a shoestring. Many students, especially during the Depression times, their parents would come sometimes even by night and pay for their tuition with eggs and potatoes and things like that because there was just no money. So they gave the food to keep the place running. So don't ever complain about the food service, please. I'm sure they knew how to stretch those potato peels. And then in the 1940s, Bethany established a seminary here, specifically seminary for the training of men for the pastoral ministry. So at that time, the campus had high school students, junior college students, and seminary students all interacting every day in various ways. And of course, everything was in the two buildings over there, Old Main and the Luther Hall to the north, which was where many of the classes were held. And that continued for a time. And the next big change came in 1969. I don't think any of you were born then yet. 1969. I was 11 years old. Anyway, it was a good year. And in that year, they decided that it wasn't good to have the high school students and the college students together anymore because there were just, it was the 60s, you know. And it was truly that, you know. You had the hippie thing starting to happen, and so they just felt that they needed to close the high school. And so then it was just a two-year college, and it existed in that form until 2000, and that's when the bachelor's degree was added, and then the college became a four-year school. I often say to students and to younger faculty, I wish we could all go in a time capsule back to the first day I was on the campus in August 1984 to look at the facilities. It was a very, very different place in terms of facilities, in terms of who we are and what we did and how students love the faculty and faculty love the students. It's all the same. And the one thing needful part is still there as well. And that's, of course, the glue that's held it together all of these years. So we're all excited to be part of this adventure and continue to hope that the adventure goes on and that we live through. And when you really read the history of the college, and I look at the room here filled with the masks and stuff, the college has been through there have been difficult times nationally and locally, and the place survived. So there's hope in that. God takes care. He takes care of us, and he leads us in the way that he wants us to go. So let's stand and conclude this morning with singing stanza 8, Jesus in thy cross are centered, okay? May the Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless and preserve us. Go in peace. Amen.